Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Magnum P. Zeit, a short show title that comes courtesy of Warden Clayf One. Warden Clayf One at Warden Clayf One.
Okay.
I am Jack. Yep. You are Miles.
Yeah.
These are the things that are a trending today on this fine Thursday
afternoon. Jack, I'm Miles, and Joe Rogan's racist.
Yeah, like openly. Like, I don't know what people. I don't know where people have been hiding this clip, but
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure it's been trying. I don't know. I don't even know.
Maybe it's that I don't pay attention to shit he says, but apparently, well,
yeah, it's easy to deduce based on how he's talking about things. Like, you're like, yeah. I mean, all my money's on racist too, and I don't care who his friends are. If he's like, bro, I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Like, Brazil, that's like a lot of, like, that was a former slave colony. Also, jiu-jitsu's from Asia. Like, I'm not racist, dude. Like, I respect the culture. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But yeah. But,
so Spotify is down more than 25%. Like, is that stock-wise? Stock-wise? Since Joe Rogan ramped up his attacks on the vaccine on their platform. But yeah, so like, he's in the news. Spotify chose Joe Rogan over Neil Young, which, you know.
I mean, from a business standpoint, I mean, we were saying, I have a feeling they stand to make more money by sticking with Mr. Misinformation.
But they are like supposed to be cool, right? Like, or like, don't they like have some sort of onus on them to be cool and not like, I mean, pick a fucking white supremacist over like a...
I mean, the whole push and pull with Spotify is just sort of how the lack of compensation for spins. That's like the biggest issue. It's like, you make a lot of money and artists have to get millions of plays for it to be
get
profitable.
A dollar. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah. And by what I'm saying, they aren't they supposed to be cool? I mean, like, they like, that's part of what their mission. I'm not saying like, but I heard they were cool, man.
Right.
I'm just like, as like, their stock price probably like is affected by how they're perceived by musicians, and this just feels like a real fuck you to
I mean, you'd hope that this clip, like I was saying last time, is you get a real groundswell of artists that actually make up for a bulk of, you know, the listening that's on Spotify, and use that as leverage. And you'd think with this video coming out, or not coming out, apparently this was like from a past, like, he still has hair, so
yeah,
that
still
gives
has
you an
hair
idea
in this video
of how long that was. But he's talking about going to a Planet of the Apes going to see that in like a bad neighborhood, and then saying when he got in the theater, he was in the Planet of the Apes doing all this racist fucking nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm curious how Spotify is. And it's like, you know, this is the same guy, just so you know. But
they
probably look at those downloads
straight up. Like, yeah. Just straight up the shit you would hear at a Klan rally, like, is what he's saying in this clip.
And a lot of people, like, on these threads where the video's been shared, is like, oh, have you not seen this stuff from him? And it's like his sort of early stand-up. He's just dropping the N-word. I didn't need more proof, but in case some of y'all did, there it is.
There it is.
Is this your king?
Right. Apparently, that's
it is.
The person we've criticized that I've gotten the most pushback on from listeners. They're like, but he does really good research into his subjects.
Well, yeah, I mean, and you're a race mixer and Miles is a mudblood, so. Oh, fuck.
Oh, boy. Donda 2, the sequel that we've all been waiting for. Kanye West announced that a sequel to probably his worst album will be coming out in February. I don't know. Like, there was a handful of good tracks out of the, like, 30.
Like two? But
yeah, a handful, a very small handful. Like, a handful that my three-year-old could put together. Yes. With
a Bilbo Baggins handful.
But I don't know. But seems like he was having listening parties and then, you know, was feeling himself after those enough to punch a fan. So
it's like, I'm back. Hey, can I get your autograph? Shut up. I mean, to me, the most exciting news about him is what our super producer Becca was sharing with us about Julia Fox's eye makeup. And that everyone's like, what's going on with her eye makeup? It's that Kanye West has been applying her makeup. And having her looking like a Tim Burton character.
Yeah. Burtonian. It's very Burtonian. But, like, also maybe a little heavy for a Burton character. Like, Burton would make it a little smokier. This looks more like somebody went wild with the eye black. Like, it looks like raccoon-esque a little bit.
It reminds me of, like, that scene in Little Giants where they're all putting their eye black on for the first time. Right. And some are just smearing it on their face because their kid's having a good time.
Anyways, Donda 2, we'll be looking forward to some sick burns about how he can beat Pete Davidson up.
Yeah.
Isn't that in one of the songs that people like?
Yeah.
Leaked? Like, what a sad brag.
I have a feeling, like, don't do a sequel because you may get the sophomore jinx on your already bad album. Like, the sequel might be worse.
Yeah, it feels like this is the pattern with his albums, like, since the, what was the one? Yay? Was that the one where he, like, went up to Wyoming and, like, had the Wyoming listening party? Like, since then, it's been just kind of scattershot. Like, he's just throwing shit out there. And then Ben Roethlisberger, the scumbag, shithead, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback has retired.
I mean, what a career. Also, I'm also thinking, like, what, he's had two allegations of sexual assault?
Yeah.
Like, in his life. And I'm like, wow, you really missed that Me Too wave. You were really out here, you know, it I don't know. It's a very complicated thing with sports.
Yeah.
But in this event, it's like, hey, man, a legend retires. And I get it. It can be very complicated. I mean, like, it's like, you know, even like with Kobe's allegations, that's a thing a lot of journalists don't talk about. In soccer, damn near nobody talks about Cristiano Ronaldo.
Right. To the degree that I didn't even know there were Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, yeah. That team they're really trying to put that down into the shadows of the media. Mm. But I mean, it's a huge thing because especially when he returned to Manchester United, a lot of, like, you know, forward thinking football fans in the UK were like, how's the media going to talk about this? And they're not really.
Yeah.
But
the one kind of silver lining in this. Well, first of all, I do like the Steelers as a franchise and I like their coach, basically. And so, like, you don't have to root for Ben Roethlisberger anymore if you like the Steelers. And also the other silver lining is that he had a pretty profoundly embarrassing, like, oh, I retired two seasons too late season this season. So it was just like, you know, it was kind of like that last Peyton Manning season where he looked like me trying to throw the ball out there.
Oh, the Broncos. Then,
Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl that year, but no such luck for Ben Roethlisberger. So, yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. That's a good triangle of three shitheads that we just kicked it off with.
Yeah, right.
We'll come back with other stuff besides
more shittery.
Just shitty men.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. And as promised, no more shitty men. We've got a shitty woman.
Yes.
Evangeline Lilly, the lost actor, has outed herself as being like anti. I don't know. She said she was at the anti-mandate protest in D.C. because she believes in bodily sovereignty. Thank you. Okay. I don't know. First, I think we had like, this had kind of crossed our radar before, and so I'd always been kind of keeping an eye, hoping, praying that my queen was not who we thought she was, but turns out.
I mean, she, in 2020, she was like, they were like, are you going to quarantine and like an isolate? You have like a cancer-stricken father? And she's like, no. And you're like, all right, Kate.
Yeah.
See you later.
Minnie Mouse trending because yet another character that Tucker Carlson has outed himself as really wanting to fuck and right. being sad that She's now wearing a pantsuit.
Even hornier for the pantsuit, but can't admit that part. So he's just got to turn that into outrage at the fact that he's even more attracted to the pantsuit version. But yeah, Minnie Mouse is rocking now, but not rocking a, you know, red polka dot dress. Like, you know, we're used to seeing that character now in a Stella McCartney designed pantsuit. I'll have you know.
Okay.
And yeah, conservatives are completely losing their shit at this time. I think like Candace Owens, like, it's the dissolution of the fabric of society. Like, how? I thought you're so mentally strong that a cartoon character wearing a pantsuit is going to completely upend everything.
It is like very high fashion. Like, it's a dope pantsuit. Like, I was like picturing, you know, for some reason, you know, when I hear pantsuit, I picture Hillary, but like, this is a very nice outfit they've put her in, but conservatives, man, well, how weak is the conservative perception of like their idea of society that they think this is going to do it?
Yeah. I mean, the other thing too is, motherfucker, you wear pantsuits.
Right.
So what the fuck are we talking about?
Right. But they're like,
or maybe that's like, that's how I got into all, that's how I learned how to hate myself even more, because I wear these pantsuits.
Sex it up for the kids. We need our boys to want to have sex with the mouse mascot.
Yeah. Kids need to be, they need to grow up being horny for mice, okay?
Right. And they did this to celebrate Disney World Paris's 30th anniversary. So that's, it's not like they're like revealing the only thing you will ever see Minnie Mouse wearing ever again. Man, these motherfuckers, they just.
Whatever. I mean, and look to
fake news.
The lady with the dried up hair ended up getting more column inches for her hot takes.
There you go. Well, secret button alert, Miles. There's a place that you can tap on the back of your iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
That you can program to do a thing.
Anything.
Not anything, actually. No. This went viral on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And people were like, get ready, motherfucker. Your life is about to change. But apparently this is a thing that like Android phones have also.
It's like those life hacks that like, you're like, oh, okay. But it's not like you're like, fuck, I needed that. Yeah. But also, I have a very like love-hate relationship with my phone. So it's not like I'm the kind of person who like needs, like sometimes I'd rather not be near it at all. But it reminds me, like, you know how there's like that thing where in some like noodle ladling spoons for spaghetti, like that hole is the perfect size for one serving of spaghetti. So when you're pulling it out of the box, you put the spaghetti into the hole. And like if it's the same diameter,
what the fuck
that's
did
a
you
serving.
Just say?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
There's what, shit. It's what like, hole? What fork? What are you talking about?
Okay, like it's like a, you know, like a spoon you use for to cook spaghetti with?
Yeah.
And there's like a hole in the middle?
Yeah.
That hole, like it, so there's version that have multiple holes, or there's one that has a like a big hole. It's like a, you know, that's how you can measure your like a serving of pasta, because sometimes you eyeball it in a like in the box. Like if you're not cooking the whole box,
it's
like,
impossible to know.
Exactly, but that right hole, amount. If you got the one with the solid hole, that's typically like a gauge to tell you like, oh, I got a serving of pasta right here. Boom, the noodles are, I'm rocking them. Here's my linguine. Here's my fettuccine. Here's my angel hair.
I am blown away right now that and you see, did and, just and, changed my life.
Right. It blows your mind, but you're like, you cut to you doing it like, oh, right, that works. It's not like everyone, you know, so that's what I liken it to, but it's still... something.
Nah, that's, you really did just fuck me up, man. That's
hey, that's what I'm here to do, baby.
It's a new era for me. So Katie Willard, producer, actor from Cracked, from the show After Hours, once she was working at Apple at the time, and it was well into the iPhone era. Like I had I think multiple iPhones at this point, where she showed me like how to bring up all the different like apps and like close out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I didn't know that up to that point. Now that was one that I was like, yo,
was the like, that, fuck?
That right, fucking right, blew right. my mind. And it improved my battery by a great deal.
Yeah.
I mean, she did like, to be fair, she did tell me it like it was a hack that not a lot of people knew. So I don't think I was the only She probably had like 55-year-old men coming in being like, huh?
Right.
So she was like, you're old as fuck. You could maybe use this.
Yeah, but the button, I mean, you can program it to do two taps, three taps, pull up your phone, whatever. I did it to bring my camera up or what. It's
yeah, that's whatever. Cool,
but like on the lock screen, I can just hit a button.
Right.
So
right.
It's up to you. Do what you want with this, I game.
Yeah, the person who's demonstrating it uses it to Shazam music, which that is one. First of all, somebody did point out, like, there's a tweet that went viral a little bit ago that was like, they really only did the Shazam app is still the best app and like the only app that really like solved a problem. Like, that really set the bar pretty high. But that I might do that. I might do the Shazam because I'm constantly hearing songs that my kids like on TV or something and having to Shazam it and add it to their mix.
I just did that. That's because I'm always like asking my phone or something, hey, what is this?
Who's this guy?
All right, change my life.
That's
forever.
What they need. They need a Shazam that answers the question, who's this guy? Yeah, from Casino.
Yeah. I mean, people, that's a deep cut for us.
I know. Yeah, you're just smoking cigarettes with your buddy.
Covering your mouth.
Yeah. Who's this guy? And finally, the Cleveland Cavaliers are trending. They beat the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks yesterday. Pretty convincingly. The Cleveland Cavaliers, people didn't really have them making the playoffs, I don't think, for the most part.
No, people were like, this is going to be the worst team in the league.
Yeah, and they are top three in the East, maybe top two record-wise, and they're fucking legitimately good. They just like nailed their draft two of the last 3 years and now are one of the best teams in the East.
It's
one of my favorite things that we're learning about the new NBA is it's not just like a thing where you have to obsess over the trade machine and be like, okay, how do I get Kevin Durant to come to the Houston Rockets? Right. It's like, no, you could just have a couple good drafts and like you're in it.
Yeah. It's almost like a lot of the players that are NBA worthy are good enough to do a lot of great things in the league, but it's all about getting that balance, right?
Getting that balance.
And yeah, I mean, like my old dog, Kevin Love, he's out here just being nasty from deep. You had Evan Mobley who just took Giannis to heaven with that dunk.
Mobley is like the name that you'll probably start hearing more and more over the coming years because he's a rookie and he's already just fucking so, so good.
Yeah.
But then Darius Garland is the name that I just started hearing like more and more like as they've gotten good. He's a third year point guard out of Vanderbilt. I think he went to Brentwood Academy in Los Angeles.
Oh.
But he, he's really good too. So shout out to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Love to see it. Will be interesting to, you know, see when LeBron publishes his letter about like why I'm going home part two.
Right. Oh, God. Bronny. You know, me and Bronny are coming home.
Him and Bronny. What year would Bronny be entering? How old is Bronny?
Like
15, Bronny, 16?
Yeah, he's like, I think 16. So potentially
so he's got a couple years.
He could enter the next year's draft.
Ooh.
Because he'll be 19 next year. Oh, so he'll be 18 this year. So, you know what?
He should see Bronny. College, man. Even at, like, I don't know. I would be extra cautious if I were him to like make sure I was that dude before I entered the NBA draft.
Yeah. Well, you know? Look. Jack, we don't have the pleasure of calling LeBron James our dad.
So. Yeah, you know, let me just say, if I was one of the best basketball players in the world, I would. I'd be very cautious. Take it from me, an old ass white guy.
I'm just saying.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Thursday, January 27th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Wear the mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Nope. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
It's
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.